just do a good enough job, let alone try to get more involved in the game. So just stick to what you should be doing and do a good job there, and then we'll go from there. But anyway, big goal. But I don't like that. It just takes some momentum away from the game.
Huskies hold on. Winches makes some great saves down the... You got a little lucky, too. We got a little
lucky. No luck, Dirk. You can call that luck. I mean, okay. you call their guy lucky.
No. I'm talking about when they missed open nets.
I don't know if they missed open nets.
Okay. All right. Sure. That's what I'm watching is not on the TV there.
Well, yeah, they had a couple maybe backdoor, but there's some pressure.
And we had a post from Stamen on a breakaway that he didn't score.
Yeah, it could end the game. Yeah, we didn't talk about that earlier. But yeah, you're going to have some chances in the game that both ways go one way or another. But no, Matt Winch just came in and he made one heck of a save backdoor on Perrienko. But we had to kill a penalty, late in the game. Yeah. We had to kill a penalty. And as much as we've been struggling on our penalty kill, I thought they did an excellent job. And really, that's what helped us win the game, is when you can kill those late penalties. So good for – and your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer.
He was awesome.
And I thought he was really good in that situation.
That save you made that you're talking about when he slid across, I think everybody in the building thought that's in the back of the net.
Yeah, and it's on a power play, and we're all our forwards and defensemen are focused on the puck and not the open guy at the back door. And he sneaks in there, and he gets two shots at it. He gets the initial shot and then the rebound. Yeah. But for Matt to be over and across on that, I mean, you know – it's skill and it's instincts, and good for him. And that's a huge save.
Huskies win it. We'll talk about the series coming up, plus a big promotion for the series coming up when we return. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about some of the other games that went on over the weekend. And coming up later, your questions real soon. You still have time to get them in. DJ at themix93.com.
Bucco's is celebrating 2015 all month long with some great deals. All six packs of 12 and 16-ounce canned beer are marked down. Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, 4 for $5. Powerade, Gatorade, and energy drinks, along with 7-Up specials store-wide. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear, sold only at Bucco's. All sales do not include tax or deposit. The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Alabama Huntsville is the opponent this weekend. The Huskies have already beat them twice this year in their building during the Thanksgiving weekend, a long trip down to Huntsville. They play them this weekend. The Chargers coming off a weekend of exhibition play against the U.S. Under 18 team, in which they lost both games. One of them, I think, was in overtime. The other one was a 4-2 loss. But this team is playing well right now. They just got done sweeping Northern Michigan a couple of weeks ago, 2-1 and 3-2. And this is a team that's definitely on the uprise as far as their play.
Well, they are, and they don't give up much, and I think that's the whole premises of their team. They play well from the net out, and it's going to be usually a low-scoring, tight-checking game. There's not going to be a lot of room on the ice to skate, and you're going to have to find a way to grind it out to get a win. And obviously Northern Michigan went down there and lost both games, and we played Northern. We couldn't beat Northern Michigan, so if anybody wants to as far as somewhere to judge the teams or where they're at, I think that's a good measuring stick there. So we're going to have to be ready, and I know our guys are excited, obviously, to continue to play, and we got some bumps and bruises, so we're not sure what our lineup's going to look like, but it's not what you don't have, it's what you have, and I know the guys that we have will be excited to play and will give us everything that we have. So we've got a big week. It's a big week coming up.
4-2 and 5-2 were the scores of the game. I believe we had an empty net goal in both of those games.
Yeah, when we beat them earlier in the year, and as you remember, Dirk, I don't think they were two of our better games. I mean, I just thought we were a little sloppy, didn't play with a whole lot of energy or enthusiasm down there, so we're going to have to correct that.
Friday night is going to be season ticket holders appreciation night. Free general admission ticket for the March 6th hockey game against Northern Michigan for season ticket holders that come to the game. They must pick up these tickets at the game. And at the ticket office, and concession stands will also offer season ticket holders free popcorn that must be picked up at the game.
Yeah, no, we're doing some things. Our marketing department's doing a good job, and what a great deal! You get a free ticket, free general admission ticket to the Northern game. That's outstanding.
And also, season ticket holders will get a free hockey T-shirt with the purchase of $25 or more at University Images. So lots of stuff going on. Then Saturday night, Coach, it's always an exciting night, junior hockey night. I know you love that. I know the players love it, and obviously the junior hockey players love it too, wearing their jerseys and watching the Huskies play.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, anything we can do to help, help the Youth Hockey Association, help the youth hockey players. And I remember I used to love the opportunity to get to go to games when I was younger, and whether it was a college team or a junior team or, a pro team, it was always fun to go and spend the night with some of your buddies running around the rink and watching some good hockey. Yeah. So, yeah, we got a lot going on the weekend, and obviously Saturday being junior hockey night is special for our guys.
Yeah, and they're going to have Skate with the Huskies after the game with the autographed team posters, which I've seen. I know they're down in your office. They're coaching. They look really sharp. And they're going to be giving away all kinds of great things. So if you go there, parents, when you bring your kids there with their jerseys on and everything, make sure you have them sign up for the raffle.
The raffle table, and I think the grand prize is a Plan B, whatever Plan B is, commuter week for the hockey school, so you can come to the summer hockey camp. And I know we have Reebok stick certificates, we'll have autographed sticks from our team and hockey pucks, free ice cream, skate sharpening discounts. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and you get to skate after a victory with our team. So that'll be a lot of fun on Saturday, and a big weekend of hockey and a big weekend for promotions.
And remember, it's only $5 for youth to get into the game.
Yeah, great price.
Unbelievable price. So can't wait. Friday and Saturday night, our pregame at 6:30 here on Mix 93. Tune on in if you're making your way to the McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Let's pack the McGinnis again. We had great crowds this past weekend, and looking for more of it as we continue to hope for success and keep the success going during this long homestand that the Huskies have. All right, we'll talk. We'll keep and tonight Huskies night out at the Rockhouse.
Come on out. You get to hear Kevin Luke talk about their recent successful weekend, as well as Kim Cameron and the great year they're having over at women's basketball, and Jill Hagemiller. And they had a couple individuals have great races down in the Twin Cities area this weekend, and they're having a real good year. So get to come out, and it's a great opportunity to be up close with the coaches and, get to rub elbows with them and ask some questions right there in person. So it's a great spot to have it. So I encourage everybody to come on out and hang out and have some fun.
A lot of questions. We'll get to them right after this. It's the Mel Pearson Show continuing on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Holy brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial